This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Jesse Dubuque, and we're talking about Arts Council of Tamworth and their upcoming Afro-Semitic experience at the Barnstormers Theater. That's going to be Thursday, the 6th. Of June at 7 o'clock in the evening. For more information or to get your tickets, you can actually go online right now and go to artstamworth.org. That's artstamworth.org. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Tony.
This is really exciting. We don't often have an African-American Jewish concert in the Valley.
And that's why we brought them. Absolutely. Yeah, the Afro-Semitic Experience is redefining the jazz concert and making a difference with their message of unity in the community. They have a six-piece band. They're merging their musical roots and play an energetic mix of gospel, world beat, and jazz. Pretty unique.
So I don't know if they chose this icon or if this was something that just came with a press release, but it was like a yin-yang, only it has oi and yo in it. And I guess that does kind of encapsulate everything in an Afro-Semitic experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're a unique duo. The founders are David Chavon and Warren Bird, and they are a pretty dynamic duo. I'm pretty excited.
So have you heard them before?
Only online. I haven't seen them in person, so I'm really stoked to share that experience with the community and the kids of the K.A. Brett School as well.
Now, this is also, this is specifically jazz. So is it like if you were to just be casually listening and you just heard it in the background, would this type of jazz kind of grab your attention because of a unique element to the sound? Or do you think it sound kind of blends like an average type of jazz sound to it?
I personally think it's different and unique, and it's going to stand out.
Okay.
It's not your common jazz.
Okay. So for those just tuning in, it's the Afro-Semitic Experience at the Barnstormers Theater, Thursday, June 6th, 7 o'clock in the evening. It is a choose-your-own-ticket price, which is really nice.
Absolutely, yeah. So making this musical experience accessible to all members of the community, you can go on to artstamworth.org and choose your own ticket price. There are some preloaded options for adults and children as well, or you can also come the night of to the Barnstormers and purchase tickets at the box office. And just to go back to the unique jazz experience of this concert, I think you would expect kind of the unexpected with their gospel and klezmer mashup. It's a unique approach to a somewhat individual musical tradition.
Yeah. I mean, like I said at the very beginning, this, it's not very often that you get an Afro-Semitic experience. I feel like that's just such a unique blend that prior to seeing this concert come to me from a press release and you come to me for this interview, it's just not something I would have put together in my head for a musical experience. So I'm actually kind of excited to see what it sounds like, or hear what it sounds like, I should say. If you're just tuning in, it's the Arts Council of Tamworth. They're hosting an Afro-Semitic experience at the Barnstormers Theater Thursday, June 6th, 7 o'clock in the evening. It is a choose-your-own-ticket price, and you can go online right now to get those tickets, artstamworth.org. That's artstamworth.org. And the money from those tickets is actually going to support free community arts workshops as well as artist residencies.
In addition to the concert at the Barnstormers on June 6th, we have a free community workshop with the Afro-Semitic Experience with their two founding members. And that will be from 6 to 8 o'clock at Runnels Hall on June 5th. And in addition to that, they will be doing a residency program in the Kenneth A. Brett School Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for all of the kids, grades K through 8.
Arts Council of Tamworth helps to bring all these experiences to the Valley. And like this experience, they often try to make sure that the ticket price is affordable for anybody who is going to be attending. So if you want to sponsor events like this, you can also help donate to the Arts Council of Tamworth that way as well.
Absolutely. We would encourage that. And we look forward to seeing all the different community members out at the Barnstormers event.
All right. Well, is there anything else surrounding this event that we should know about, Jesse?
Just that the whole mission of the Arts Council is to bring diverse cultures and music to the Valley. And I think the Afro-Semitic Experience really exemplifies the diversity that we're looking to expose this community to. And we love being able to highlight their message of unity in the community is what we're really excited about.
So it's the Arts Council of Tamworth's Afro-Semitic Experience at the Barnstormers Theater, Thursday, June 6th, 7 o'clock in the evening. It is a choose-your-own ticket price, and that monetary donation's going to free community arts workshops as well as artist residencies to help kids learn about the musical arts as well as all these different aspects of culture that you don't necessarily normally get in New Hampshire, especially Afro-Semitic experience. That sounds... I don't think you would run across that in New Hampshire normally unless they were invited here by groups like the Arts Council of Tamworth. So very cool event. You can find more information or get your tickets right now by going to artstamworth.org. That's artstamworth.org. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to seeing you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.